I wish I could speak more about my neighborhood, my neighbors, and my home, and I have my personal opinion about nightly rentals and people who invest in and profit from turning houses into hotels, especially in established neighborhoods. But I understand everyone here has their own take on things. My opposition to the proposed 15-bedroom lodge is not about keeping Mr. Worley from expanding his current real estate business. It rests solely on these three words, short-term rental. I am not against an aesthetically pleasing office building being built on this property. I've seen many businesses pop up over the years on Bee Creek, and we all roll with the changes. But I am 100% against anything that would allow the structure to be flipped to nightly rental without further review and approval from the Planning and Zoning Board. Thank you.
And ma'am, where do you live at?
It's the same house. It's 151.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Oh, I'm sorry. We got one more.
Sorry, my name is Daryl Cornelius, and I don't actually live in the area, but I'm the pastor at the Tabernacle of Praise Ministries, and we own the property just up the street. We don't, or I don't have any necessarily objection. That's why when you asked for those who were in support and those who were in favor or against, I didn't step up. Our only issue was that it is a narrow road, and I didn't know if there were any future plans to widen Bee Creek Road. Our property is at 1333 Bee Creek Road, and we had future plans to at some point in the future to build a sanctuary there. And at that time, we're hopeful that we'll be able to, or that, that maybe the road would be a little wider by then. So I didn't know if there were any future plans for widening the road or maybe putting in a turn lane. And as for Mr. Worley's plans, again, our only concern was that that road is very busy, and I didn't know if there were any traffic studies.
I'm not aware of any.
No, there's no future plan, to my knowledge, of widening. It's 24 feet wide now. And the only thing we could do would be to widen it and put a turn lane.
Right.
That's
no plans for that.
If that becomes necessary.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. I'm sorry. Ma'am, did you sign up? Okay, I'm sorry. Jeremy, you want to?
So thank you for your concerns. I do appreciate it. I've spoken against things in the past, and I appreciate that. My letter, I did send out a letter to everybody that Taney County sent a letter to, and my attempt was to just try to provide some extra communication to either increase or decrease the amount of support or opposition that came tonight. My attempt was just to communicate, and so sorry if my vision was a little confusing. It's sometimes confusing to me sometimes. And I'm just an over-communicator. I'm attempting to be totally upfront and honest with you and tell you that this is a potential use that I hope that I never have to use. I'm a product of 2008. I survived one of the worst real estate downturns in the real estate history, and that's always in the back of my mind. And I don't want to put an additional $200,000 into this property knowing that I could lose it if the market shifts, which it could do and it may potentially do, you know, in the next year or so. So that's just me being upfront and honest and saying I hope to not use it. And I can actually rely on that Tate Road example as a example to kind of show how I did honor my word back then. So back then I only needed to short-term rental that property out for about 3 or 4 months until I could get the property sold. And I remember, George, you grilled me on that. You're like, why do you not have a sign in your yard? I don't believe you, and I don't blame you for that. But I had an offer to buy the current house that I'm in from a doctor who was leaving town, and I was able to purchase a piece of property that I could get $80,000 equity in the minute that I bought it. Now, I don't know about you, but that's something I scrambled to get, and I got it, by God. I got that thing under contract. And I had 3 kids and a wife that was out of work, and I'm taking big risks here. And so what I did is I consulted my attorney, who was Tim Davis, who said, Jeremy, if you're only going to short-term rental the property for 3 months or so, you don't really need to go in and get the approval. Of course, you know Tim's opinions on performance zoning, and so I just said, okay, Tim, that's what I'll do. and old Leo Dixon didn't like it and turned me in. And when you called me and said, Jeremy, you got to go through this process, what did I do? I said, no problem. I didn't fight you. I came and went through the process. And I moved out of that house and left all my furniture and beds and mattresses there and moved into the current house that I'm in with just three mattresses. And me and my kids slept in a room with just three mattresses. And that's how we've kind of started our real estate investment career. And I've used the equity from that home to go invest and increase my net worth. It's my right to do as an American citizen and a citizen of this county. But what did I do on that property? I got the nightly rental designation from that, and it's all over the public record. I got it. You guys gave it to me, and I sold that property. Not a month after you gave me that. Now, any jerk business person would have said, well, I got my nightly rental zoning. I'm going to go make some money. But I didn't. I honored my word, and I sold that property, and I wanted that nightly rental designation so, one, I could afford the payment, and so, two, so that I didn't have to tank property values in the area by selling it for whatever I could get out of it. I was able to keep that property until I got a good offer, and I sold it partially furnished because the guy really liked the way my wife decorated it, and we were able to get a good price out of it and raise property values in the area. So I understand that people who don't know people are skeptical. I'm a skeptical guy myself. But I've got a great reputation in this town, and I'm proud of it, and that's worth more to me than any approval or any dollar I could make. So if anything, I just wanted to respond to that and say I value my reputation.
How many letters did you send out?
There was about 42 letters that went out. There were some duplicate addresses, but I contacted Marla and asked if it was appropriate if I could have that list to just send out those letters. So I sent them to the same folks that you guys sent letters to.
Any other questions?
Is this part of the neighborhood adjacent?
These are meets and bound parcels.
Yeah. No, it's not part of any platted subdivision.
Your legal is just part of, it's a meets and bounds. They're just separate parcels that's not been subdivided into a subdivision yet.
And it is no secret that I don't like performance zoning. I think that our area would be better benefited economically, and we could raise the economic IQ of our area and any area by having traditional zoning, because what we could effectively do is we could say these are R1, R2 areas, and there's no nightly rental allowed. People don't know that about me, that I'm actually for quiet enjoyment where it makes sense, and I'm also for personal and private property rights where it makes sense. These bans on vacation rentals all over the country are being shot down as unconstitutional because it's a violation of our Fifth Amendment right, which is an improper government taking of a portion of a property without due compensation. So anyway, I'm on both sides of the issue because I live it every day, but I don't think a house in that area would be appropriate for a vacation rental, and I'd stand up here and I'd say it. But in an area that's already zoned commercial and on a 5-acre piece of land across a busy road, I don't see a problem with that.
Any other questions for the applicant? Hearing none, are we point someone would want to entertain a motion or have any further discussion amongst ourselves?
Is that 5 acres already addressed with a 911 address?
No. Usually when somebody comes in for a building application, that's because it's where their driveway is going to go. 911 will have to look at it, and wherever they're going to put their drive is they calculate that out.
I was just asking for clarification, because if it's 1159 at 5 acres south.
No.
Just to be more specific.
Yeah, because there's 1159, and then it's the 5-acre parcel south. But once he gets a driveway established, that's when they'll assign it.
And on the driveway, if you do get approved, you would have to go through Road and Bridge for the entrance permit for commercial property.
Okay.
It'll be different than a residential.
Okay. Like a 60-foot kind of turn lanes or whatnot?
We can go over it with you on that.
Okay. That's no problem.
When did you come through to get it approved to turn that into a real estate? Was that a couple years ago?
2 years ago, I believe.
I just, because of that, I always look going over that direction, and it seems like the property's well kept and updated for the area. And I understand the concerns. That I would agree if it was on the other side of the road, I would have no interest in entertaining nightly rental. But to me, that side of the road, there's a lot of commercial enterprises up and down the road. Traffic's always a concern.
That used to be the old highway. And the surface is wide enough. It doesn't have any shoulders.
Yeah.
It's close to 30 feet wide in the pavement.
I've tried to put my parking in stages because I also like green spaces. I think, you know, if you look at what I've done, I think parking lots are kind of like swimming pools. You just, you know, can never build one big enough, and half the time there's nobody in them. So I've just tried to add those parking in stages as needed. And so I am also very... it's important to me that property values and the land is respected.
Scott, on the sewer, that would go through Branson, wouldn't it?
Correct. That's part of the Bee Creek extension. Yeah. Bee Creek watershed is how it's listed.
On the staff recommendations, it's separated. Number 9 is separated for 1159. So on that, it doesn't state that they need a compliance letter from Pleasantini County, for example, and the other criteria that's listed. Should it be repeated from both? Here's the 5 acre, and then here's the 1159. So if he does office, then there's a requirement for that. But
either one, I have in here, he has to have compliance letters from Western Taney County Fire Protection, even if it's only office. He'd have to get something, if applicable, for the office.
All 5 acres.
Well, which, if this is for both parcels, that
okay.
that letter.
Okay.
If approved, these conditions would apply.
Okay.
Which one of the conditions for both parcels, if approved, is approval from Western Taney Fire.
Okay.
Yes.
Any other comments, questions? Discussion? Make a motion?
I'll make a motion that we approve it.
Got a motion on the floor to approve? Got a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? And the motion is to approve the application presented. No further discussion. All those in favor, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All vote in favor. Thank you.
Okay, and then for all applicants that's approved tonight, there's a decision of record that we will generate. Marla will send it to you as a copy, and then you can come in the office and have it notarized and recorded, or we can make arrangements to send that to you to be notarized and then mailed in to be recorded.
Okay.
But we have some confusion. You have 120 days to record that decision.
Okay.
As far as the project, you're not on a timeline on it necessarily, but that approval letter you do have.
Okay.
That seems to be a point of confusion.
Okay, so thank you.
Go ahead and get it recorded as soon as you can.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next, we've got proposed heating and cooling business located at 125 Prairie Lane, Kirbyville.
Jerome Harris is seeking Planning Commission approval of a Division 3 permit to allow the operation of a heating and cooling business located at 125 Prairie Lane, Kirbyville. Applicant is proposing to construct a 40 by 60 foot metal single-story building. Access will be from Prairie Lane along a gravel drive parallel to State Highway MM, approximately 400 feet. Per the assessor's information, the subject property is 5.3 acres in size and is located in the Five Seasons Village subdivision. The applicant has submitted a Division 1 application for a manufactured home to be placed on the property for residential use. Property to the north is another 5-acre residential lot, and the property to the west is a 3-acre residential parcel. Properties to the east are residential parcels. Property will be served by Public Water District Number 2, or a private well for water and an on-site septic system.